off with the fact that you guys had long rested. You woke up in the morning, and I made you guys roll like a con save to see if there were any effects being so close to the forest and the stone.
Right, right.
And all of you passed. But I want to backtrack just a second here.
Okay.
Adam. Anthony.
Yes.
Okay. While you were sleeping that night, you had one of your standard nightmares. You always have these nightmares where you feel like a child, you feel scared, you feel frightened, and you can't shake it while you're in the dream, and you keep remembering being in that forest and being lost. And there's a lot of times you wake up and then you see Lagatha next to you and you calm and you remember where you are. But this last night, for some reason in the dream, you felt as though you were holding something very tight, and you had gripped this thing, not because you were strong, but because you were so scared. You were scared of dropping it. You were scared of holding it, but you gripped it so, so tight. And as you wake up, you see this piercing sapphire eye. Like, it looks like this eye. You don't see anything else. It's a sapphire eye, and it's staring at you. And as you wake with a start, you actually have created such a fist in your hand that you almost have to, like, pry your fingers apart. And you actually see a little bit of blood where your nails have dug into your skin. And you wake up and you are still very fearful because that dream was the most real dream you've had in a long, long time, ever since you were a kid.
Since I know he always is prone to these dreams, and it's a bad one where he's like this,
Roll a perception check with disadvantage to see if you wake up.
Disadvantage?
Because you're asleep. Unless he wakes you up. I don't know. If Adam, are you going to wake her up?
No.
No. Huh. A 4. Yeah, 5.
You sleepy tie-ties.
Wish I could sleep like that in real life. You know, I sleep real good.
Oh, look at me. I'm sleeping good. This is a fantasy world. So, just for some reason, after the battle and everything, you don't notice. You sleep on.
Okay.
So, Adam, it's maybe just dawn. You have your full long rest. Right. You see a tiny bit of light coming in through the hut that they gave you guys to sleep for the night. So you can see a tiny bit of light coming through. But other than that, you're awake now.
Wait, they'll probably go out.
You'll probably go out?
Stretch.
Okay, all right. So he goes to go out, you're asleep. Everybody else is asleep, but as you guys all wake up, you all rolled your checks already.
Mm-hmm.
No effects. You feel okay.
Oh, we did that last game?
Did that last game. Everybody rolled in the teens. It was actually really impressive. You all rolled in the teens. High teens.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, so...
Yay for us.
I apologize. I don't remember if everybody packed their food or anything, but I felt like we were, like, ready to go first thing. But if there's anything you guys want to do before you guys head out, let me know.
Is Adam still, like, gone when I wake up?
So he said he went outside and stretched. I'm assuming you're not going very far.
No, I'm not going very far.
But he's probably just
She could
just
probably
outside.
Hear me out there because I'm chucking stuff.
And yeah, yeah.
Okay. Stuff. Would I be able to ask... I'm sorry, were you finished? I didn't mean to talk over you.
It's okay.
Would I be able to ask one of the villagers or something if there's something that's located within this village that might help us along the path, something to make it maybe a little easier that we should take with us?
So when you find somebody to speak to, the same person who helped you yesterday that told you a little bit of what was going on, kind of like a leader in the area, still very soft-spoken. They're still wearing their robes. Like, they don't really know what's going on. You know, like, they don't, okay, fine, they're dead, but I'm still who I am kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they that person comes to you and is, I don't know of any necessary... Okay, sorry, I forgot. I have to do stage whispering. This is stage whispering. So... very timid, very quiet still, and they're just like, well, I don't know of anything here that could help you. The best thing I could do is, you know, any weapons that we have are nothing compared to yours, but I can have somebody assist you to the mine and show you the right pathway that would lead you to the staircase.
I think that we would be extremely grateful for that.
Okay. Yes. But really, that's, I mean, we go back and forth from the mine, and nobody really bothers us on that route. That's normally a pretty safe route.
No need for that. That's why you have no needs for weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no animals are really here.
Right. That's another
thing. Any animals that we have, they don't attack us. They don't need us.
Okay. So they're of stone.
The animals themselves. So the person that you're talking to right now, their skin is stone skin.
Mm.
They are essentially have mutated to a point where they can live in these effects.
Right.
And they're just, their stone is, you know, their skin is stone now. Same thing with the animals. They've lived in the effects for so long that they are just made of stone and it doesn't bother them anymore.
Does that affect my ability to speak with small beasts?
So I think it really just matters on the intelligence of the beast.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nothing, the effects of stone skin shouldn't affect them.
No.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is everybody else good?
I think so, DM.
Before we head out, I'm just going to make any notes as far as cartography is concerned, like our map area.
You have proficiency in it, right?
Yeah, I have cartographer's tools.
And tools, okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay. So I will say that any survival checks for based on location, you'll have advantage on. Because you spoke to that person, they're assisting you, and you have your, you probably sketched out some stuff last night.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say you'll have advantage on any survival checks. Okay, guys.
All right. Let's head out.
We're good. Let's go.
Let's pick a fight.
I'm going to pick a fight.
So, in order to get out of here, you have to actually cross over a little bridge. So, you got to walk down past this lake, kind of cross over a little bridge. And then you see it's very well worn. It looks like people are constantly going in this way. Any of the wood that you see in the buildings that were once wood, the wood is almost like petrified into stone right now. But it is pretty sound. It still kind of looks like wood. It's very interesting. But they don't really have, like, carts, because they're all made of stone now. So they don't really have carts with wheels or anything. So you see very well-worn footpaths. So in order to go into this area, even though it's very clear to find, it's not very wide. So it's really, right now, it almost looks like it's single file walking into the woods right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? If I look in the lake, just, like, over the bridge, what do I see? Do I see any life in the lake? Like any fish, algae, anything like that? Or would I see the same sort of petrification?
You see that the water is like crystal clear and you see a lot of very multicolored stones underneath, but you don't really see life.
Got it.
Yeah. On this edge right here where you're crossing, you're actually in where you are right now, is still pretty much a village. There are effects, but they're very minimal. As you are walking over the bridge and into the actual wood itself, like the forest itself, you see how all of the wood that looks a little petrified is now just flat out stone. It looks like you're walking into a full stone forest at this point.
Got it.
So yeah, so you're walking kind of single file, and this person who's helping you is leading you through. And the way that they're leading you, they seem almost like, no big deal, jaunty. Like, yeah, just going to work like every other day.
Uh-huh.
And they're just walking to the mine. So you kind of have to keep up. Like, they seem to be, like, double moving. Like, you know, they're very natural here.
I'm doing my best to keep up. The Pots and Pans Ninja is doing his best.
Yeah. So now, I'll stop right here for 1 second. So do you... Tell me what you're doing with the idea of this dream. Do you feel like this has affected you any differently?
Well, I'm looking at my hands, and I noticed that, you know, that the nails...
Yeah.
It's like they're going cut. A lot deeper than usual. This is probably not my first time with the dream, so...
It's really the first time you're seeing that eye
right.
in the dream.
Just the eye.
Mm. Yeah. You sometimes, when you wake up, you feel like you were holding something.
Right.
But this is the first time you saw
still
that dream.
Still hazy. I don't see anything else.
Yeah. Mostly your dreams are always like a feeling, and all you see is like green woods, and that's really all you see. But most of the time, it's just being lost in the woods. This is the first time you see like this vision of this eye.
But now that I'm with my partner. That's all forgotten. Business as usual.
Okay, so you're not telling me about the dream.
Actually, I just forgot about it.
Okay. Yeah.
You just
at
put it away.
Point, at this
it's
point,
it's so natural
right.
to you, you put it away.
Well, yeah, at this point.
Got it. Okay.
And since I didn't wake up, I'm not going to
right, exactly. No sense.
You got it, guys. Okay, so then you're walking, and everyone's pretty content. Everyone's, you know, eye on the prize kind of situation. You slowly start to approach, like, a mountain cliff, right? So, like, you guys remember where you are is a valley, and there are lots of mountains on the side. Mm-hmm. He leads you almost directly to one of these mountainsides, and he stops, turns around, and is like, this is it. This is as far as I go. And he looks to you and just points that way. There's no real path. There's nothing dug out. It's just from here, they know this is the best place to start your journey toward the staircase, which is where you really need to be.
Well, many thanks. I guess we'll take it from here.
And you can see that this guy is very, very quiet still. I mean, like, walking quickly and, you know, efficiently, you know, but, like, at the same time, barely speaking, head looking down, not really looking at you. Walked like a whisper, like wind passing through trees.
Do we notice if he's scared to go beyond there, or he just wants to leave us right there? In other words, I won't get past this because I'm scared of something.
Roll me an insight check.
10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
You see that he has this, like, you see that he doesn't necessarily look scared. From your eyes,
right.
It's just like he did his job. His job was to take you here. He did his job. Done.
Okay.
You don't see much past that.
Okay.
But you do see that he is not stepping off that path.
Okay.
You might not know why, but you see that he isn't taking one toe off of that path.
Yes. Interesting.
So tell me, you guys, how are you guys walking through? Are there any plans as to how you guys are moving through this forest? Like,
who's
no
first,
going
so
first?
This
yeah.
is all level forest.
All level forest.
I'll be taking point, and she'll be probably behind me tactically.
Because I thought you said mountain.
So there's a mountain off to the side where the thing is.
And
are we
right next
to
the mountain, or is it off a couple of miles?
So you are at the base of the mountain, but you have to move away from the mountain to go through this forest.
Because I was thinking of doing something, like if we were by the mountain on the side, I scale the mountain.
Oh, no. Right now, you're going through the forest.
We're
going
to go straight through.
Okay.
I'll be behind him.
So is that good for everybody?
I'll take the rear.
Yeah. I'll be in the middle, in front of these two.
Okay.
And that's where you're going
to
be?
Oh, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Behind him.
Sounds good tactical.
Off
one,
rear.
Two. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll take the rear. I'll stay in behind Simon.
Okay.
I'll take
it. Let's something a little bit heavier and harder to hit stay in the rear, shall we?
You're going to be doing most of the checks because you're out in front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, order to make sure... Well, you can't really push anything. It's all stone.
That's all stone. Okay.
Yeah. So...
I could try to push.
Tell me, how are you going to know what direction to go into? And tell me, are you moving quietly? Are you trying to push things out of the way? Because he's the one who really knows where to go at this point.
Well, if that was the situation, I probably should have been first. If he knew where
so
we're going, I was just taking point because I thought it was a little clearer path. But if he knows...
You guys tell me.
Well,
I have
are
no
we just
problem.
Going down the stairs? Or are we just
no,
going...
There's no stairs. You got to go through the forest to get to the stairs.
Right.
Got it. Okay. So then, I'll take point then, if that's the case. I thought he was pointing, like, and the stairs were, like, within sight range.
Oh, no. You have to travel, let's say, a mile, for instance, to get to the
Got it. I thought it was, like, 30 yards or something, and we can see it.
No.
Sorry. Okay, so, no, I take the point then. I would take point. Sure.
Is it open area? Until we get to a certain point? Is it still
forest, right, Diem?
It's forest.
It's not very thick.
You can walk through.
Right. And then we're heading towards the rocks, right?
And you're heading toward another area where you got to climb up.
Okay.
Right, so it's still daylight.
And the trees are all stone.
Trees are all stone.
Right.
All right. Yeah. I'll take point then.
Okay. So we'll say he's in front, but you're right behind him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Water.
Right. All right. So now, roll me with advantage. Roll me like a survival check to make sure you're going in the right direction.
I'm also gonna guidance myself. 17.
Very good. So you're heading through, and you seem to be making good progress. I want to look at everyone's passive perceptions.
So passive.
Okay.
Oh, 15.
11.
13.
11. So 11 is a little above average. 12. Unless you guys are specifically looking for something, then let me know. But 12, 15.
12 for Simon, 15 for Ulrich.
That's okay. 11. So you're passing through. I'm going to say the 15. That's for you. You see up ahead what looks to be a person. Made of stone, standing perfectly still. You don't see race or gender or, you know, clothing or gear or anything. They're pretty far ahead of you.
I'll stay with the party until we get closer to it. And when we get to it, I'll like to take a closer look at it.
Okay. Probably a few minutes later, as you get closer to it, you all start to slowly see it. It looks to be a person in traveler's clothes with gear, and they look to be trying to walk, but hunched over like they're in pain.
Can we walk maybe a little closer to see if it's identifiable clothing or
just a traveler? It just looks like somebody who's also trying to walk the way you were walking and failed.
Any symbols?
And somehow he got petrified.
Ah!
Any symbols or emblems on their gear?
Okay.
It honestly looks like maybe like a ranger of some sort. You see bows, you see thin swords, all of it is useless at this point.
Got it.
Recognizable as a person to any of us?
Recognizable as a person, but nobody you would know.
Okay. Everything on them turned stone, including like any papers or anything that might be in their pocket?
You could try to look through that, but I would say paper would like probably crumble. Everything is petrified onto them.
Okay.
Yeah. As you guys are all kind of standing around, taking a moment, looking at them, everybody roll me a perception check. Wow.
Oh,
nice.
I failed.
I failed miserably.
Nothing came up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you failed the right.
Zero.
Nine.
Nine, okay.
22.
Nice.
18.
Ooh.
16.
Nice.
2.
Nice.
Okay, I'm rolling. 1, 2.
Sorry, how'd she won?
Baby.
So, I'm sorry, Braz, again?
16.
16, okay.
I'm startled.
So, for Ulrich and Zorik, not yet.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
For you two, you are looking around at this moment. And you, because now you see this person, and you kind of take a moment to look around, and you spot another figure.
Yeah.
Made of stone.
Okay. Yep. Stone.
And you see another figure.
Oh,
made of stone.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like speed is of the essence here, Sorek.
I agree.
Simon.
Yay.
You see a group of four people. You see two children that are, everybody's a statue. Everyone's a statue. You see two children that look like they were playing. And then you see a woman that looks as though she had come along to find her kids and turned to stone. Mm. And it looks like she's on the ground crying, looking at her children. And then you see a man who's standing there over her, just standing and looking at her, looking at the children. And you just see this moment there. Now, I want all of you to roll a con save.
Con save, there it is.
Uh-oh.
Roll high, everybody. Constitution save.
I'm sorry. I'm not used to.
So with my inspiration, I could re-roll, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to re-roll too.
You can re-roll with the inspiration.
Yeah. Because that's circumstance.
Don't go crazy right now. The check is very low right now.
Never mind.
So what was your first roll?
It was an 8, but now I just rolled an 18 plus
my first roll.
2. Dirty 20.
Okay, what's your second roll?
17.
Okay, pass, pass.
15.
Pass.
14.
Pass.
10.
Okay.
15.
The 10 passes.
I know. I feel as though I passed that by the skin of my
ass. Wow, guys. Wow. So,
you are very strong.
I'm extremely proud of this.
We are very strong.
So I'm going to tell you, I don't care if it's a DM secret. I'm going to show you. Okay. So here are all your names. Here are all the DCs. Wow. I don't fucking care. Like, and here are all of the effects. You're going to have to make checks as you go. And the more you fail, the higher the DC. And the more the DC, the worse the effect. The longer you are here, and the closer you get to that stone, the more difficult it will be, and the worse the effects will be.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
I feel this voice from the beyond the veil, Sorek, that the longer we're here, the harder this gets.
I would agree with that.
Jesus.
We should move quickly, with haste.
Place is petrified.
So that means we gotta run past.
That was terrible.
Run?
It was.
That was are not a comedian, you are a paladin. Slow your roll.
So, do you share any of that information of these other figures looking around? Because as you are looking around and seeing this, she's more interested in looking at the bag and trying to find papers.
Simon can do what he wants because you're the only one that saw the family.
Right, right.
I personally am not because I don't want to scare the rest of my party. I would just have that little aside with Sorek.
Mm.
Like, I think we should goose everybody and move out of here, move as quick as we can. But, yes, let's press on. Simon, you can do whatever you want.
I tell everybody.
Okay.
That's ahead.
Tell me what you say. Tell them.
Thank you.
More figures.
Okay.
And there's a figure of four. Children, the mother, who was not in that group.
Uh-huh.
Outside the group, maybe trying to get her children.
Yeah.
She's also petrified, so is her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, the father.
Oh, boy.
So I let everybody know what I just saw.
So as you're going to show them where it is, point it at them?
Mm-hmm.
Perception checks with advantage.
With advantage? Mm-hmm. Perception?
21.
I am rolling shit today. 18.
20.
Dirty 20.
30-20. Damn, everybody with their rolls! So I would say everyone sees it, because whoever is low, everybody will help each other.
Okay.
When you all look to see what Simon's talking about, there's only one child, and one woman, and one man. What are you talking about, Simon?
Simon, are you sure?
I saw two.
Mace and shield out.
I saw two children.
I once saw a Doctor Who episode that started this way.
One episode, yeah.
So if that happens, Divine Sense.
Okay, Divine Sense. Remind me what you see when you see Divine Sense.
I suggest
you know the location of any celestial fiend, undead, within 60 feet that is not behind total cover. I, as an action, use can detect good and evil.
I suggest we all circle up.
Well, I'm ready.
Mm-mm. I'm ready with my
two daggers at the ready. Is Adam ready?
Fiend, ready. Undead.
Celestial. Yeah, as an action, you can detect good and evil. Until the end of your next turn, you can sense anything affected by the hollow spell or know the location of any celestial fiend undead within 60 feet that is not behind total cover.
Okay. You do not find the celestial fiend or undead.
Mm-hmm.
But you do, the second you think, wait a minute, what's around here? The second you do, you just feel like a punch in your stomach. Mm. You are surrounded by evil.
I definitely share that.
Okay.
There is much more going on here. We are surrounded by evil in this place.
Yes.
DM, I'm going to turn my cloak into look like the stone that's around us.
Yes.
Okay. So I need to...
Camouflage?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to put my hand on Simon's back, and I'm going to cast Protection from Evil and Good on Simon, and I'm choosing Elementals as the enemy.
Okay.
So, for the next 10 minutes, provided I maintain concentration,
okay.
Any Elementals will have disadvantage on attack rolls against Simon. Simon also can't be charmed, frightened, or possessed by them.
Oh. Okay. Very good.
So, I am concentrating, and Simon will have that magical effect.
Nice. With your initiative for haste, I assume that you're moving on quickly now.
Yes.
So everyone understands the problem. Everyone understands everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving forward. You continue to move through the forest. at a good pace. I'm going to say it's been like another... I'll round it up, but I'll say it's been another 20 minutes. So I'll say another constitution save. So right now, because you're so far away, it's like every 20 minutes you have to do a save.
Oh boy. Not good. 11.
Still
above 10. Pass.
Dirty
20. Good.
Bib?
15.
Good.
11.
Nice.
25.
Good.
9.
9?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. The first DC is low. The first DC is very low.
Because
you've got a long way to go, guys.
These dirty 20s are going to come back to bite me in the ass. I know it. We're going to get to, like, an hour from now, it's going to be, like, 5. Well, both of your arms are now frozen. Great. Great. Just gonna head. Can I headbutt? Sure.
Yes, of course.
I'm just wondering.
Can I give him this stank eye?
She used her clothing.
I'm going to stare menacingly.
I should use the spell disguise self and kind of make myself look like a petrified person while we're walking.
How long does it last?
1 hour.
1 hour? If you'd like to. It's up to you.
Yes, I'm going to do that. I'm going to cast...
If you attempt to stealth at this moment where you're actually leaving the party and you're going to attempt to stealth, I'll give you advantage because you're casting it.
Okay.
But we're just going to keep an eye on the time on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Disguise self. I'm going to make myself kind of look like these petrified beings.
Mm.
Just so I can move around a little more freer if I wish to.
Sure.
Okay.
You're freaking everybody out.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, man, you changed.
You know I can do this.
Okay. So there are, as you kind of walk over through this clearing area, it almost looks like the forest thins out pretty well. And you do see the stones are kind of changing, and the stones actually are starting to look like crystals. Where you can see different crystals in the earth, and you can see like almost where like a bush or like shrubbery has now turned into like this crystallized form, where the actual like liquid in there has crystallized onto itself. And you can see different colors now. You see the reds and greens and purples and like yellows of all these different color crystals that look like they're shimmering as they go through. Mm. And you see as the clearing opens up, you can kind of see the sky above you is kind of brighter now. And it feels like a little bit of like a reprieve in this moment. Mm. And then right now you'll be approaching this area. So like as you guys are, I would say maybe like this way. So now we said Brass is first. And then we said our barbarian, our rogue, our bard, our wizard, and then our cleric, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I would say when you get to about this area, this is when you just did your save. And you can see these like crystals are around, and you see that the rock edges are kind of forcing you into this area. Mm. So these are actually kind of rock walls that are maybe about 5 feet high that are kind of pushing you toward this area and then back out around. So right as you enter this area, you kind of hear... Now, keep in mind, you haven't heard noises or rustling at all. What is there to rustle?
Mm.
What is there to...
It's all stone.
What is there to flap? But yeah. I want you to realize that at this moment, you haven't heard an animal chirp. There's no birds.
Okay.
There's no rustling. There's no wind. Nothing.
Yeah, like, yeah, for
it
animals.
It feels like
anything,
being on,
yeah,
like, almost like an empty soundstage. Like, there's nothing. So now, as you're walking, you all hear it clear as day. Like, this, like, I want to say, like, cackling. I know it.
Like cat-like?
Cackling.
Blair Witch.
Cackling. Oh, God.
I was saying, don't say laughing. Don't say laughing.
Not laughing. No, not really laughing. More of, like, taunting? Or maybe, like, communication?
Oh,
where you hear, like, on one side of you, and then on the other side, on the other side.
Yeah.
And you can hear these noises. Yes.
Is it like any sort of language that any of us would have recognized, such as Common, Elvish, or Sylvan?
Okay, tell me. Does anyone speak Draconic?
I do.
You do?
I do. Dragonborn. Okay.
That's right. Anybody else?
I do not.
You do not?
Mm-mm. No, I only have Common and Draconic.
Draconic. That's what he wants.
Oh, I do have Draconic.
That's what she has. Yeah.
I was wondering.
You said who speaks Draconic?
When you said, okay, yeah. I was wondering if that was it when you said it.
So, you hear, get ready, they're closer. Take everything they have. Kill them all. Only you two hear that.
I immediately, arms out everybody, ambush coming. Immediately. As soon as I hear that, ambush coming, weapons out.
You hear one way far in front of you. You hear, he's one of us, leave him alive.
Do I heard that?
You heard that. In Draconic.
I will answer in Draconic. I am not one of you, show yourself coward.
Attack, attack.
Here they come.
Here we go.